Welcome to the Donkey's Best Friend Podcast. I'm your host, Bobito, and I'm here with my co-host, Keegan, Mzi, and Stalizi. And you're listening to the 57th episode of the podcast. Guys, to every single one of you who listens to this podcast, we are immensely grateful for anybody who likes, shares, comments, and just in any way engages in the podcast. Gents, how are you feeling today?
Easy, lemon squeezy, Batman Stalizi in the house. A bit tired, but we still alive. Trying to get this cheese, trying to get this movement going. But yeah, it is what it is. My gents, Wagwan.
Man like Stalizi, Wagwan. Streezy here. Man like Steezy, you know what I'm saying? Nostas Katana, you know. Sutu Boy has been good, can't complain. Like man said, a little tired, a little off, but we so we keep it moving. Mr. Schlatted in with us today.
Ooh, hey.
Mr. Schlatted in.
Hey,
it's the third time I'm hearing this,
man,
bro.
Man, back on the mic. Mr. Schlatted in, aka what? K2 focused, K2 freezy, K2 everything, man. K2 close to your girl. I don't know, you know. But yeah, as my nigga said, yo. A bit tired, a bit fragile, you know, we hard workers in the streets, even though we party hard, we also work hard, so thanks for having us, Bobs, once again, in the house, you know.
Did you guys say you still party hard? What are you talking about, bro?
You know what?
Fuck off. I'm lying, bro.
2 years is partying hard these days, okay? We go to family-friendly restaurants these days. That's my party hard these days, okay?
Yeah. Keep it
up. I'm sure the listeners think we're going off and we're wilding. No. If you saw us back in, 2013 to, 2018?
19.
Yeah, that's not us anymore. That was a...
If you knew me then, I ain't the same guy.
Yeah, bro. I was talking to a colleague, bro, as well, and I can't remember, but it was, just in the office. We were talking and she was just breaking down how she's 23 years old, and she was breaking down she's 24, 23 years old, just had a baby girl.
Shout out.
Man, you don't know this woman, bro.
but
don't give fake shout outs, bro.
I'm giving a shout out for having a baby.
Yeah, honestly, thank you for being honest, bro. This guy's saying shout out for having a baby.
Shout out because you had a baby.
Bro, that thing's a blessing, bro. Whoever cares, it's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fake away. To somebody else, I'm fake, but I wasn't.
Oh, wait.
Doing a fake thing does not make you fake.
What do you mean?
Break that down. What do you
just
mean?
Because I did a fake deed does not make me fake, bro.
Break that down, bro. Give us an example.
So I said, congrats. That was a fake congrats, bro. Because I'm gonna fuck, bro.
Oh, but that don't
bro,
make you a fake,
mean,
bro.
Yeah,
so it's like
fake,
one wrong move or one bad move doesn't make a bad apple. I get you. Makes fair, right, makes sense. That's actually how I like to see life. Keegan, you disagree?
I don't know. Some apple spread and affect the whole balance.
I mean, look at COVID, boy. You know? One cough, boy.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
What you guys saying makes no sense. I'm with you, Stalizi. But yeah, so we were talking and she was basically breaking down how this weekend, I think it was one of those conversations, what are you doing on the weekend? And she was like, I'm actually going out. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, going out, to a club, party, whatever. She was like, don't tell anyone. And here I am. But don't tell anyone, but I've never been out.
Whoa.
So I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, you've never been out. She's like, I've never, never gone out. It's never been me. So I'm like, mind you, we went to the same varsity as well. Okay, different times, obviously, but went to the same varsity.
Okay, that's surprising.
Yeah.
So I was like, what?
University, I was going to say the university, but...
I mean, I think more most people at this point will know what university we went to, what universities we went to. You can speak about university if you want to, bro.
University of Jive, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I don't give these niggas.
How did you not jive at the University of Jive?
Yeah, I don't give these niggas free promotion, bro. Yeah, fuck my university. Thanks for the degree, I paid for it. You need a day.
We paid up front every year.
Yeah, but anyway, and like, I was just like, yo, I used to go, just like you guys were saying, like, I used to go fucking crazy, bro. Like, all the time, like at every opportunity, bro. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah. She's like, can't see that, like, at all. Like, am I that guy? Have we become that guy that now we're chatting about times that people cannot even reconcile with the person you are today? And yeah, bro, it's an interesting time. Like, even yesterday, we went out. Like we were chatting about just before we turned on the mics. We're chatting. We went out with a friend of ours, an old friend of ours, you know what I mean? And then we went out. We linked up with him and obviously his fiance and his baby girl. We haven't seen them in a minute. And then we linked up with their... after that, we linked up with some other friends of ours. Yeah, long time friends as well. Now, what do you guys think about the dynamics of how friendships change over time?
Friendships evolve, friendships change, they adapt because people change, people adapt.
Right.
Situations change, others adapt. So, I mean, friendships, yeah, it could be a 10-year friendship like the one we're speaking about, but in that 10 years, you can go through your ups and downs, and, you know, sometimes it lasts the 10 years, sometimes it doesn't, man.
So what are you saying? If your friend is going through a down, lose it. tag, bro. Get out of here, bro. Get out of here with your down, bro.
Call me when you're good.
Yeah, call me when you're all right, bro.
You're broke right now.
Nah, fuck you, bro. Ain't no broke around me. What are you talking about?
No, but there's
break
down,
that down a bit.
There's down, like, okay, you're down on your luck. Maybe you're still in the trenches, you know, working your way up. And maybe you just hit a speed hump in life. I don't know. You get retrenched, though. You know, that's a downfall.
Okay, so let me give you some examples.
Yeah.
So you put down retrenchment. So let's say us. We're homies, we see each other all the time. I get retrenched from my job. Are there not activities that perhaps I would be primarily excluded from because I just don't have the money anymore to put into certain activities?
Facts.
Like, let's fuck it. I don't know. What? Let's say we play golf and I get retrenched. I don't have money to play golf membership, like
fees,
what? Club fees and all of that shit. I don't have money to keep buying balls, lunch, drinks at the clubhouse, shit like that. So at that point, as a homie, do you offer to put me on?
Put you on is in like, pay your fees and shit.
Yeah. Like,
once
to make
twice.
Sure I'm there.
No.
Once or twice.
You don't?
No.
Once or twice.
Members are saying once or twice. You saying no. It's that easy.
No.
If I can't afford.
Yeah, but you're not the friend that can't afford.
I'm
asking
that's what
you.
I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Personally, if I want you to be there and if I have the means, I will. But if I can't and I can only fend for myself, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, saying. Like, monthly fees, then my nigga, no.
So what you're saying is you would put your boy on at
for
certain
a day
times,
of
yeah.
Golf and shit, but like, bro, monthly fees, no.
Yeah, if you aren't working, you're not, you don't even have your next steps and stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking you constantly to parties. Is that productive for you?
No.
Not at all.
Does that put you on? So as a friend, I feel I'm putting you even more in a ditch.
Yeah, when I know my
doing certain things. Like, I'll put you on by dinner. Dinner's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanna go and have a conversation with you, take you to dinner, we chat nicely, and I pay for it. Oh, that's no sweat. That I'll do without even thinking.
Yeah.
But every week, say, I don't know, I must buy drinks for us all the time. go out all the time. Yeah. And even if you are the one who's like spurring it on, oh guy, look at this poster of this party. And then I'm like, oh okay, let's go. And then I pay for everything. That's counterproductive, man. You ain't got a job, bro. You need to be hustling them papers. Yeah, don't look at those dog. Wanted signs.
I'm not being like a genuine homie, dog. If I'm like, yo, I can see that life is not what it used to be for you, dog.
Yeah.
And I'm still fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, let's keep doing this, bro. Like, I'm not like, yo, dog, let's try downgrade, John. Okay, we can't play golf every week now. Can we just play like twice or a month, whatever?
But what if you have other homies that still can play golf? Yeah. You're not going to play golf because your one homie fell off and can't play golf. And when I say fell off, I'm not trying to be like downplay. I'm just saying it as it is. Like, Laurie Trench, whatever the situation is. As we said, life happens, bro. So regardless of how life happened, you're not able to participate in these activities. You're not going to participate anymore because your friend can't.
Here's the thing, like you said, there's like, with like friendships, there's obviously like different types of friends as well.
You get it?
Like friend groups as well.
Yeah.
So you have homies that you go out with, and you have like homies that you like, I just want to share a meal with you. Like, we're not going to go out, whatever. We can just buy meat and just kick.
Majority of my friendships. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you that type of homie, dog, if I genuinely played golf because I wanted to be with you and you can't play no more, dog.
And it's no sweat of your brow. I mean, why not?
I might sacrifice not playing golf for like the 2 weeks just to kick it with you and play the other 2 weeks.
Let me switch it on. Let me flip it. You're the friend who gets retrenched.
Yeah.
So let's say Keegan, let's put it this way.
Yeah. If I got retrenched, I know myself. Now I need to look at my budget even tighter.
Yeah.
There's no room for being in the streets, bawling out, acting like I got the money but I don't. A lot of people do that, where you don't have the means but let's say society sees you in a certain way, so you're forced to always be seen in that light.
I mean, let's maybe make it a little bit more personal. So I left my job, when was it? September 2019, sometime around there. I left my job to pursue my studies and also to get my head right. Like, at the time I was wilding, I was going crazy and full out drug addict. And left my job, get my head right, pursue my further studies. And at that time, obviously you have savings, I had savings. But obviously not as much money is coming in. And it took me not longer than 2 weeks to realize that for the first week that I officially was no longer working, I went out that weekend. And then I went out the second weekend. You with me?
Yo, in a row.
Yeah, the second weekend in a row.
Sure.
And that was the last weekend I went out. And the last weekend I actually did drugs, alcohol, whatever. You with me?
Oh, was that the...
That was the last weekend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. That was... Mm-hmm. That was... end of September, I'm done working, right? That weekend I go out. So I'm no longer working, but I go out that weekend. The next weekend is what weekend? 5th. 5th of October.
Oh,
go out on the 5th into the 6th, the morning of the 6th of October.
Which was wild, by the way.
We'll get into that. Hey, we'll get into that another day. Yeah.
Good times.
But it took me 2 weekends to realize there were many factors to factor into the reason why I decided to get sober. But one of the main reasons is exactly what I didn't want to interrupt you, but just wanted to add a real life example, because some people just can't imagine how somebody who knows they don't have the means or will not have the means to sustain how they are living or how they're behaving for a minute continues to do so. And I was very lucky, maybe not lucky, I don't know, call it whatever you want, but I had a sequence of events in the course of a day, maybe a night, that led to a morning that changed my life, and I'm grateful for that every day. But a lot of people don't go through that. A lot of people, like you say, exactly. Or as I was saying to you, or you were saying, a lot of people don't. You break down where you were, my bad. You were saying, let me remind you. You were saying.
No, people like.
No, you're putting it in your own.
They got the image in the crowd. The crowd's got this image. Yo, what was the man?
Nah, what the fuck? I just chatted my shit, bro. Yeah. Right?
I'm giving an example. Go ahead. So it's like, Bobo was the man, you know, Bobo always is for the good times. Whenever Bobo's around, you know, there's always good times. And then that's your persona. Always like, oh, I'm always for the wild times, always go extra. But then maybe someone...
Please just make sure that this is a hypothetical.
Yeah, this is hypothetical.
Fucking
sorry,
out.
Oh, my bad. Was I supposed to stipulate? I thought everyone was
tight. I'm just making sure that we're on the same page.
But I said, I'm giving
definitely you... Definitely a hypothetical. Not a fake hypothetical. This is real. I don't walk around like, oh, yeah, Bobo's the man. Oh, yeah. Bobo got it popping up. Jesus, bro.
No, I said that's what people's perception of you.
Maybe in this hypothetical.
Yeah. In the hypothetical.
And I may be in this hypothetical trying to live that up. Yeah. Continue. Yes. Fucking up.
Hey, guys are scared, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Don't lie about me. Yeah,
chill, dog. I'm just telling the story.
Yeah, man. Tell the story. Just making sure.
So people get that, obviously, that sense of like, yo, okay, this is how I see Bobo. On a day, every time I go out, this is how I see Bo. And obviously they're expecting that every time they see you. And that creates expectations. And now, again, to your point of the lady, she doesn't have that expectations of you either, because she's meeting you for the first time. But if maybe she met you in the, back in the day or whatever, she'd have that perception, and then she'll still keep that perception.
I'm so confused. What lady, like, in the story?
Your story from work.
Yes. Oh, fuck, wow.
I was
so confused. Yeah, well done. I like that.
But yeah. But yeah, I don't know. What's your guys' perception? I've been talking a lot now.
I've been listening. For me, this is like a really close thing to me, because I only recently got a job, like not so long ago, like probably 10 months ago, when I started getting employment after 2 years of not getting a job. So otherwise all my niggas have been working, getting their thing together, money together, and obviously I was like delayed, I was behind. Well, not denied, but delayed is good. But so this thing is just, it's close to home, because in the sense of I've lived through this thing, and it's the same thing. Like, you can do what you can when you can, and if you can't, you can't. Like, if you guys were, like, I'm not saying it, but it's also COVID time as well. When gents wanted to go out, certain things I'd be like, yo, I can, certain things I can't. And if I can't, it's just what it is. Sit at home.
Yeah, but that's maturity, bro, in its own self. Like we were saying, like, that's why I brought it to you in two perspectives. A perspective, and well, before I continue, Stalizi.
So if I was like the gent that's left back, like Patrice Erba.
Ah, fuck. Jeez, wow. Oh, it took a second.
Wow.
I'm so glad I don't have a laugh track. Wish I had a boo. Boo. Wow. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Boo. Anyway, continue.
Okay, anyway, if I was in that gent's shoes, yeah, it only makes sense for me to be like, yo, let me sit back, reassess where I'm at. I can't be out with these niggas anymore, because I don't have the cheese, bro.
You don't have the facilities.
I don't have the facilities for that, dog. And for me, my pocket is sort of connected to my confidence, bro. I won't lie. If I don't have money, I don't feel comfortable going out.
I'm exactly the same, actually. Exactly the same. Because that, like, when I go out, I wanna enjoy to the fullest. And whatever moment comes next, I wanna pursue it also.
If it's
the thrill of the night, I want to go on that fucking roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to go on the roller coaster, man. But now I'm limited.
big enough.
And that don't feel right, you know what I mean? So if you're limited, I prefer to not, just stay at home. Stay at home. It's okay to stay at home, people. Get that right, okay? It's okay.
I think if you're unable, and I don't wanna like judge people, but I'm gonna judge people. But if you're unable or you have the inability to stay at home after a fucking pandemic, dude, like after being forced to stay home, like I don't know, maybe what I'm saying doesn't make sense, but to me it's like, if you are unable to stay at home, right, in a situation that you know it's the best option for you, best option, the smartest option, the logical thing for you to do, and I'm speaking from perspective or from experience, yeah. That is definitely a sign that there's something big at play, dude. Like, yeah. For me, the main thing was I didn't like, or one of the big things that was a trigger or that I realized was the reason why I would always end up in the streets was I didn't like silence, bro. I didn't like silence. I didn't like it because what it meant was I had to sit with my thoughts.
That's profound.
And both.
Okay, Jesus.
No, the thing is,
fine.
I went through the same thing, man. There was a time in varsity, I literally couldn't be at home alone.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't. I get home, I feel agitated already. I need someone around.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately call up the homies. Get someone at the crib. Someone.
Yeah.
And that's how my everyday used to pop off.
Yeah.
Right? And I had to literally force myself to learn how to be comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, that's the ultimate. If you can entertain yourself, you are in total control, bro. Mm. Like, you don't rely on... That's also a big thing for me, is relying on other things for my happiness, satisfaction, all of that.
Mm.
I don't like to rely on other things. I would want to be fully in control of that aspect for myself.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely does. I think everyone, I think to a degree, most people want self-sustainable happiness.
Mm.
I think some people, I think everybody wants it, but maybe some people don't even realize that. I always feel like one of those self-help gurus when I'm speaking like this, bruh. Fuck, I don't know what you want. I don't know what's best for you. But personally, yeah. I find my happiness it's most sustainable when I'm in control of as many aspects as I can. And yeah, that's kind of me. But I also wanted to ask, more so, or maybe tilt us into a direction, because we were talking about COVID and talking about how COVID forced us, and or should have forced some people to become a little bit more comfortable with themselves. And at the same time, I don't want to discount the flip side of that, which is people who may have been comfortable with themselves, might have gotten too much of themselves. You know what I mean? Like, we were locked down. Like, most of us, like Keegan, you were locked down, yeah. Very isolated.
Yeah, very isolated.
100%.
Very isolated.
Very
isolated. Well, just to give the listeners, I live alone. So most of COVID, I was literally working from home, staying at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, not going out anywhere. The only place I'll go to is on a Saturday, we go to the farm and back.
Yeah.
And that was literally the cycle of life.
Yeah.
And that's how I think last year just blinked. I blinked and it was we're in January again. I feel like I was sitting in January last year, like just now. So yeah, it's isolation's deep, but again, I go back to the point of, I'm so thankful that I learned to be comfortable being alone. So that definitely prepared me for COVID's interference.
I won't lie. I was comfortable being alone, but you get tired of it eventually.
Yeah.
you're like, yo, I've done this for like 12 months, yo, like, geez.
Because we're social beings, right?
Yeah, dog.
And are you saying us or people in general?
I say people in general.
Okay.
Social beings. I feel we feed off interaction. That's just, I feel, a human nature or part of our human nature, let me say.
Yeah.
That we feed off others and we need that interaction to, like, you know, boost our serotonin and all of those
things. Would you say introverts are the same? Just to a lesser degree or what?
Yeah, I'd say, to a lesser
introverts
degree.
Introverts or communicate with other introverts. Introverts or communicate with other introverts.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I consider myself an introvert because I'm around hectic extroverts.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not a fucking introvert, bro. Tell you that, bro. Tell you that today, bro.
So now, like, I feel like I'm an introvert because of the, like, the other people that I'm around. And aka these two, Schladen and Bobito.
What, wait, I wanted to ask this at the beginning of the podcast. Guys, can you please break down the Schladen in? Shit, bruh. Be hearing this for podcast after podcast, bruh. This is me, bruh. This is for episode 100 as well. We'll come back to it.
We're definitely coming back to that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back to it.
It sounds so wrong, bruh. Like I need some clarification. But it's fine, bro. We'll leave it at that for now.
That's definitely episode, let's say, 80. I'll give it an 80.
You guys see that shit with, what's his name? This is going to be a hard lift. But Joe Rogan, Spotify, and Neil Young.
Yeah, I saw that. That was wild.
You guys didn't see that? Do you guys know who Neil Young is?
The musician.
What? I think I might be wrong, but he's the guy who sings "Old Man, Take a Look at My Life." That's Neil Young.
Oh, hectic. Okay.
But he's like old now. He's like a timer. So Neil old. That's how you do it, Stanley. No, we hate it.
You know he's out there.
But Stalizi, I'm fairly clued up on this. You guys not so much. So Stalizi, you can break it down.
You niggas know Joe Rogan podcast,
of course,
right?
He
basically has chats with literally everyone, right?
Yeah.
So with COVID, you obviously have like two sides. Like I said, there's like people are like comfortable with just being like locked in and like in their houses and all that. And there's like people like, yo, we've done this for like 12 months, 24 months now. Can we just live with this now? Because like, obviously it's not going to end. And
that's how Richie is. Just to say, like our homie Richie. Richie was telling me, and I don't know if I'm throwing him under the bus. I'll say I agree with him just to make sure that I'm not throwing him under the bus. But I won't lie, bro. Fuck the masks. Fuck all of these safety. Like, I know it sounds mad, but fuck it all. Let's just get back to life. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to protect yourself, do everything you can. But if you don't, can we just get back to life as it is and just like, can I have the choice? Can I be, for me? I know. I'm just saying where I stand on this, at least continue.
So that's the thing.
I want to argue with you guys.
We've gotten to a point where healthcare is not like a personal choice, or, you know, like you deal with your healthcare by yourself. No one has to tell you what to do. If you have a cough now, dog, you can just stay home, do what you want, and no one has to tell you anything.
But that's how life has always been.
That's how life was.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, the flu.
Right? You had health issues, you dealt with them how you
feel. Yourself, bro. And
self-medicated.
And that was
I mean, Jesus, bro. What?
A lot of people self-medicate. Not saying it's the best route, but I mean, a lot of people.
I approve that message.
I've got a discount. I've got a self-medication.
But yeah.
So, Neil Young was like, he doesn't want like his music associated with like the fake, inverted commas, fake news and...
No, so Joe Rogan in his podcast, he has episodes where he discusses COVID, as any podcast
at length.
So he'll say, like, recently it was ivermectin, or is that how you pronounce it? Ivermectin.
Oh, yes, that drug that helps with COVID, eh?
So that's what he says. Yeah. Him and, like, some doctors that, yeah, some medical professionals that he's gotten in, you know, and he's
that was before we had the vaccine that time, eh?
Well, still.
No,
still.
Yeah. You had, like, the first few vaccines, like, you probably had, like, the first dose when he had it the first time. And then the second dose was out when he caught it again.
Ooh, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, he was like, yo, I took these meds and I consulted my doctors, obviously. And like they said,
oh, yeah, down the Instagram.
Yeah, you can take these meds. And dog, and now, what, CNN and mainstream media basically, it was like, yo, he's taking ivermectin, and ivermectin is also used in animals.
Not also, they said it's primary, like, this is a horse. That's what they were saying. CNN.
Yeah, that's what CNN was saying.
Yeah, they were like, saying, yeah, this is a drug
that's used. So, what they said is like, so, say, Panado, right? Panado is made for, it's Panado, painkiller. And then you give it to, like, animals, or, and then you decide, nah, I'm going to take this shit because I have a bit of pain, right? And they're like, nah, you took,
Animal painkillers. You took, like, horse painkillers.
Yeah, like, and he's like, yo, I went to a doctor, and he was like, yo, use these meds and see what.
Horse dewormer, that's what they were calling
it.
Yeah.
Horse dewormer.
Yeah, it's used to deworm horses.
So obviously,
but that's
like,
one of the uses of this drug.
And it's not like the same solution, right? So there's like the animal solution, and it's like the.
It's like vinegar, bro. It's like you putting vinegar on your chips, and someone's saying, "Yo, bro, you use mirror cleaner."
Yeah, you use.
you be chowing vinegar. You be chowing window cleaner, dog. Like, what? What's up with you, dog? It's exactly the same thing. It's a gross misinterpretation of what he's doing, bro. It's wrong.
So as you niggas know, at this cancel culture, dude is like Spotify. Take my music down.
Neil Young.
Take my music down if you're gonna keep this guy. Obviously, not gonna move Joe Rogan, though. This guy's like.
Well, actually, so this nigga's like fast forwarding. So when that happened, I was interested to see what they do.
What they do.
I didn't ever think that they were gonna remove Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But this nigga was adamant because it was a leaked thing. Like, he didn't come out and say it directly in the media. But somebody leaked a WhatsApp or something. No, not a WhatsApp. Like an email. Like a professional email that he had to his lawyers. Mm. This Neil Young guy. He emailed his lawyers and he was like, listen, I don't want my music. Or he was talking about himself in the third person. But I guess for contractual purposes or whatever, it makes sense. But I was just like, yo, dog. This is a very far removed from the guy who's saying, oh, man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like that down-to-earth song, bruh. And then this man's here like, Neil Young will not be on Spotify. Like, what? But it's Neil Young speaking to his lawyers. Like, Neil Young cannot be on the same platform as this misinformation or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I was interested to see what Spotify did, and they took the music off. Like, fuck you, nigga. Yeah.
I was about to say, Neil Young who, dog? Like, I'm sure Spotify is gaining so many views and shit from Joe Rogan. Like, they look at Neil Young's music, they're probably like...
What do you guys think about that issue of... I think the big part for me is, like, what's the issue? Oh... Where do you guys stand on the issue of I'm a person, I have my views on medicine. I may not be a doctor, but I get doctors in who may share my views and provide you with a more medical perspective, or a more medical breakdown, like an easy way to understand as a human being, as a normal regular man. I get these doctors to break down my medical views, which are my doctor's views, because obviously I'm not coming from my ass.
Yeah.
Get my doctors to come, but it contradicts what mainstream medicine or like the high, like, well, Dr. Fauci and these guys, what they're saying as a society we should do medical wise. Keegan, this is like Keegan and Mims.
Yeah.
You're probably the best people because Keegan, you got a science background. Mims, you got a sports science background. Physiology. So you guys, physiology, you know, I just love it all together, bro.
No, so it's interesting because I mean, when I was studying, I got to interact with a lot of doctors and up and coming doctors and so on and so forth, right? And you get to actually see how doctors aren't really sure at first.
Yeah,
they It's about almost. You're cancelling out what not.
Process of elimination. So that,
yeah, process of elimination to get to what is.
Yeah.
So I can understand fully that one doctor will have this perspective, another doctor can have another perspective, another doctor can have another perspective. Because like with diseases and viruses or sickness, whatever, like your flu, okay, perfect example, flu and COVID. You got similar
symptoms
and things. Some doctors will diagnose flu. Some doctors will diagnose COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My doctor diagnosed me with flu in December. He was like, I think you have flu. Exactly. But maybe we take a COVID test, just.
You see.
But I think it's flu, dog. You ain't got to worry about nothing, dog.
And what happened?
Dying out. COVID. Shocking, bro.
But you see.
Mama! Mama! No, I'm kidding.
That's boy. No, but that just gives you the whole answer. I mean, perspective again.
How many vaccines? Like 4 vaccines, or like 6 if you count.
Which one's the white one?
When I say 4, I'm like the Western vaccines. Moderna, Pfizer, and then you have like the Sinovac. You have the
Sinovac. That's the first time I've heard the Sinovac.
It's a Chinese one.
Yeah.
Sinovac is the Sputnik. Chinese one. Sputnik is the Russian one. And then you have the Cuban one. So these Southern Eastern vaccines aren't as popular or in mainstream.
Well, before you go any further. That's also the beauty of democracy. You get all sides, as well as also science as well. Whatever you think is right, my job is to prove that you're completely wrong.
But
it boils down to the point exactly. So if you can have 6 vaccines, right? Yeah. And we all agree, we need vaccines to cure this thing. Okay, or at least vaccinate. And I'm like, I don't want to use your vaccine.
Yeah.
I'd rather use this guy's vaccine.
Yeah.
Why am I not allowed to be like, you still have COVID.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to this guy, and he's like, I can cure this shit, but like, I have a
vaccine. Without vaccine,
And that's shunned upon. Like, when I take that decision, he's like an anti-vaxxer.
So I think with Joe Rogan specifically, the issue is not that people who have an issue with what he's doing on his podcast, it's not that he's choosing for his own medical, for his own medical purposes, for treating himself, he's chosen to go against mainstream medicine. But it's more he's advocating for others to do the same. That's what, and I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just properly framing the argument against what Joe Rogan's doing because he's going on a very public platform.
But that argument also falls like flat down.
What do you guys all think? Before you talk about that, it falls flat. That's your opinion. Mims, what do you think? Should you be allowed to go again or to advocate against
something else and
to express your own opinion
and technically promote another thing at the same time?
But no. So let's frame it properly. So the most prominent medical figures in the world who are working together across the world have decided that this is the best route of action to combat the COVID, pandemic, right? You come in, not as a medical professional, but with the backing of some medical, not even backing, just with some medical professionals agreeing with your perspective or providing you with this perspective, let me rather say.
You have to get it from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they're going against the mandated...
The mainstream
medical, and you're taking that... And it's almost, I guess what it's being boiled down to is that you're going against the public interest, because the main medical professionals across the profession who's not done the work, who's not done the research, who cannot, even if you want to, you could not get the do as much research and, you know, get it done in their way. You're going against them on a very public platform. And essentially what they're saying is that you're potentially harming the public. What do you, you've said, hey, Mr. Lee, give man, I'm just framing it. You've seen the whole chat. Mims, what do you think?
For me, because this thing was a fast race to get these vaccines into play.
Yeah.
Part of the thing was create something completely new. Some was use things that are already existing, like the ivermectins and stuff. And then some was a mixture of the two and using various things that are already existing and seeing if it could work or not. So it goes into that thing. Some people, just like football, we're all watching football.
Yeah.
We all want a team to win and we all want a team to lose.
Yeah.
But now it depends on which team you are. So with that ivermectin, gens that were being on it, they were on it. They're like, oh wait, it works. So I'm going to stick with this thing. Then somebody comes with a Moderna. Nah, gents, look at this Moderna. This thing shies.
Then people will shy with this one.
And then it just keeps on going like that. So I think it's okay for Joe Rogan to think what he thinks because he's part of that team and he's with that team that says ivermectin is the one. Even though he's a public figure and even though he technically promotes it or pushes it forward or allows his thoughts to be expressed on a public platform, which goes against the public interest. The
other may part, go against,
may,
yeah.
May go
and
ahead.
It's not like he's just out here just spewing whatever he gets off the internet. He actually brings like proper professionals.
Yeah, we've established that. They just these proper professionals just, are going against mainstream, like the public discourse. Keegan, before I get go ahead.
So firstly, science is not 100%.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that, right?
I mean, is that not the goal though? And is some science not 100%?
Science is not 100%.
The aim is to get 0.05.
Okay.
No, 100% is impossible. 100%. You can get 99.99999999153.
I'm not going to dispute it for the purpose of the conversation.
But but I'm telling you the thing.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there's if you can come with the backing behind that, whatever you're pushing, as Joe Rogan came with, then it's cool. Like, if you can back it and you back your sources, and you can back it with medical history or testing or things like that, some physical proof, why not? What are you, what's that to say it's wrong versus something else? That also they have experts proving and. Because something like COVID, as we've seen, it affects everyone differently, right?
Yeah.
So who says that the treatment has to be the same for everyone?
So just to interject quickly there, think about the flu, like we've all had flu. Somebody might say, hey, orange peels, drink hot water, make lemon in your shop, sleep. Another one will be like, nah, you have to take antibiotics. Now another one will be like, no, just sleep, have some chicken soup and you'll be good. But they're all doing the same thing. So same with COVID, we're just new to it.
Okay, but wait, I just for argument's sake, like not even argument's sake, for interest's sake.
Yeah.
Chicken soup. This thing in chicken soup and curing flu. What is the medical backing? Like, I'm just asking. Is this not just... It's easy to eat when you're sick and you need to eat.
Get some energy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so... chicken noodle soup. I think we actually just adapted it from our... what's those thingies? Cartoons that we used to watch. So I think it's... something that's just ingrained in us.
Nostalgia.
It's like a nostalgia thing. I think it's more to warm the heart.
No. I never got no chicken soup when I was coming up.
Yeah, but you saw it on cartoons, right? Yeah, so honestly, I think that chicken noodle soup idea just came from cartoons, bro. Growing up, we watched all these whack-ass cartoons in America, trying to be Americans, you know, we got, brainwashed.
Indoctrinated.
So yeah, I think it's just like something as an example we've always had locked in the back of our minds, like we pull out as examples because of that indoctrination phase.
But then, which came first, bro? The chicken noodle soup?
No. Stop that. This guy.
But yeah. I guess where I would probably fall on this, I'm always for, like, personally, if you're asking me personally, because bro, niggas will always feel like you're talking for everyone, bro. Fuck. If you're asking me, I agree with Joro. Not that I agree with the medical shit about it, but I agree that he should be able to speak whatever he wants. But I'm open to the idea that perhaps that at a certain level of influence, it borders, what's the word? Irresponsibility. Or it borders to be irresponsible when you're not a medical professional. Yes, you have medical professionals backing what you're saying. And as you said, Keegan, if COVID attacks everybody or affects everybody differently. But if a combined effort across the globe of medical professionals have decided that for the majority of people, this is the best way forward. You come in with your bras, you know, just young.
You're degrading these.
I'm just saying, bruh, that there ain't no Dr. Fauci. And wait, now, to be fair, I've been hearing some shit about that man. I gotta do my own research. But yeah, I've been hearing he ain't that. Wait, it was some movie or some shit that was based on him, or that the villain in this shit, he was the, like, what movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's about the HIV thing, the HIV drug. We'll have to show more research on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll do more research.
It actually affected South Africa as well. So
yeah. But apparently, he was one of the doctors, and apparently this is very big. Apparently, because we have done zero research, but apparently Dr. Fauci was there doing some shady shit that affected millions of people.
My thing with this whole Joe Rogan thing, just to bring it back. It's like, see, the US is always like, yo, free speech, like, yo, you can't be curtailed, dog. You have to say what you feel, express your opinion. And it's not like at CNN or ABC News or like,
at this point, he might have more viewers and more.
Yeah, just because you have more viewers does not mean that you are a reputable news channel now.
Well, I feel like he might, to me personally, if you ask me if he's more reputable at this day and age, today, than CNN, I personally, CNN,
you can't, that's one that I couldn't believe that they were telling me that.
Right there is the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
Like, if CNN is less credible, and they like, yo, as a news channel,
yeah,
and they like, yo, nah, look at this guy, bro. Look at this podcasting guy, bro. No, he shouldn't be chatting like this. He should be more responsible. And like, it's the same news channel that's like flooding us with all this bullshit.
Ah, but that's the thing, like I was trying to get at with CNN. They're also pushing their own agenda. They're pushing their own things. They've got people paying. They've got adverts to pay for. So who's got money to pay for adverts? Who's got money to pay for sponsorships and stuff like that? It's these people. So it's a business. People need to get paid. Joe Rogan, he does this and he gets paid for doing what he enjoys to do. So he can have more freedom of speech without, I guess, less. I don't know, maybe I'm getting there. Conspiracy, what, but just he speaks about more freedom of expression to express what he thinks of, and he gets people that relate to that to confirm it or deny it or even improve whatever his thoughts were on that matter.
Okay, so like I agree with you completely, and I think I'll start off with just my own gripe with CNN, like, or maybe not just CNN, but like news outlets in general, like major news outlets, especially like broadcast news. Like, bro, do you remember when you watched the news as a kid, bro? What was the news like when you were watching as a kid?
Yeah. No.
What do you mean normal? Like, okay, maybe...
It wasn't like, you know how cable news is? Breaking news. There's always something happening.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like that still, but...
No, I don't...
You know what my biggest thing is? When I was a kid and I was watching the news was, hey, this and this happened. In other news, this and this happened.
No opinion.
In... Bro, what the fuck? How, like, they are in a Twitter beef or, like, a news beef with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
About, no, you're wrong. We're right. What do you mean, we're right? I'm not supposed to know you, dog. So... Don Lemon, I'm not supposed to know what you think, dog. Yeah. I'm not supposed to know your opinion. You're not important. Tell me the goddamn news.
You're supposed to be independent.
Bruh.
Right? But now CNN is literally acting like a podcast. No, because it's an opinion base.
Exactly.
So, as you said, why are you discrediting Joe Rogan now? Because basically CNN's doing the same thing.
You're doing the same thing. You're just on another side. But exactly. Yeah. I get you. And maybe, yeah. Like, I'm trying my best to try and see the argument from, and maybe I didn't expect all of us to be on the same side, but
and raise one other point.
Yeah,
you also have like Fox News and Sky News, Murdoch family, right?
They were the ones that kicked this shit off.
They're the ones that kicked off this anti-vaxxer thing.
No, I'm saying kicked off this opinion-based news.
They were the
ones that came in like, we're creating narratives.
Yeah, okay.
And to do that, we're getting personalities to tell the news in a framing. Which I do believe, this is the point I was about to make, I do believe that the news has always been like that. It's just been way more subtle, which maybe... I like the fact that they are more overt with it now because...
So you know exactly what you're going into.
Exactly. Whereas you could tell me the news, like in other news, there's, famine in Africa or whatever. You tell it to me in a way that it's just what's happening, but you're not projecting or like, you're subtly pointing us in the direction of the cause of the famine. Whereas you're not overtly saying that you believe that, or in your opinion, it's because of bad leadership in Africa. That's an opinion.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. Whereas you could say something like, famine.
You should have stopped at famine in Africa.
Yeah, exactly. But they in the past, what they might say is famine in Africa. In other news, African leader, or African president convicted in corruption charges. The proximity of those two stories right together.
Yeah, creates
a subtle narrative that, oh, corruption charges in Africa,
so
famine in Africa, it excludes the Western influences that create
African corruption and the famine.
Exactly. So you get what I mean?
Okay, so do you think that they deliver the news the same way on radio stations? Or is that how you would...
I think it's worse.
See,
I think on radio stations,
like what you said,
like that segment, like you know how they say the segment. Yes, they talk about the news afterwards, but I'm saying that.
Oh, like where they just quickly,
like they deliver it,
like breaking news,
breaking news. Okay, it's
breaking news still have that tinge of like
opinion.
Yeah, I'm either leftist or I'm right.
Oh, you got a side.
Yeah, they still have that. That bit of narrative, like if you're a journalist, and like how we've all gone to like varsity, and
we know
like the type of environment that you get in varsity, it's very left leaning.
Yeah, 100%.
So naturally, when
you look
guys,
down upon when you're a bit more conservative.
Right-wing is,
So naturally, when they leave these institutions, varsity, and go into like work, like that's their academic influence or intellectual style. They left leaning, so like they see literally everything in the lens of a left leaning person.
Yeah.
So if you give me breaking news, those news are only breaking if they suit a certain narrative as well.
Oh, okay. No,
I get
fair.
You.
Fair.
I'm with you there.
And if they pull a certain attention, let's say, or
exactly.
something, or incite a reaction.
Yes, 1,000%.
So you choose your headlines based on the reaction you're gonna get.
Exactly.
So you don't start talking about like, I don't know, something that happened to, I don't know, and like how we say with African news, right? We always like, help France, help this kind, like all these major cities. But then in Africa, we're going through the most, and then we never getting our like help them or thing. Then you always
get for Notre Dame.
So I get you in that sense. True, true, true. That they control what I guess is read out to try and get a reaction.
And like the thing with like now where you have like news companies or radio stations that like were like local radio station and local news channels getting bought up by these like bigger corporations like Time Warner or
in South Africa Naspers.
Yeah. Or Tiso Black Star.
Yeah.
Right. Like they all have like created the same time. Like how like when you have like a football team, so you have like the main team playing a certain style, the reserve team playing the similar style. The youngins also have to carry the same type of stuff.
Yeah, because it must. You're trying
exactly.
to get
so
it.
So it's like it becomes yeah. like a trickle down effect.
Exactly.
The channels at the top are like, okay, here's the narrative. Here's what we. Here's the aperture or the lens that we're looking through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone else on the whole
broadcaster
or like the whole that scale. Okay, that's what they're saying. Okay, here's our breaking news. Okay, what's local and can like interchange with like the national?
What can tie into the narrative that we're trying to tell as a whole?
You see, I like to give a practical example.
Yeah, it's like an orchestra. Like you got your pianist, you got your harpist, you got everybody. They're playing individual. They seem like they're individual musicians. But they're all telling the same story.
Playing from the same
So, to give an example, practical example, EWN.
I would like, use yeah.
They produce a lot of stuff. But the same content that's on EWN is used by IOL.
Yeah.
The same information that's used from EWN is used on
ENCA.
The same thing from EWA is used on
702
and News Africa. So it's like, one source is feeding all these newspapers and broadcasters the same message.
Yeah. I mean, that's global as well, though.
Yeah, but it's just to give you a practical example 100%
in South Africa.
So don't you think that we will continue to see this happening as long as broadcasters are fighting for, like, viewership?
Oh, yeah, especially against podcasts.
Because, I mean, if an independent news station came alive, they were not about views, they were just about spewing the facts and things.
Going
you never
out,
get that.
100%.
Exactly. You'll never find that. Where would you find it? On a podcast.
Yeah, you find it on a podcast, you find it maybe on YouTube or somewhere like
yeah.
where, but what I've
where
also seen.
Be discredited.
Yeah, they always tempt to do that. And what I found to happen is that whenever I find a news source or a podcast channel or something where it seems like I'm getting more pure news, I'm personally somebody who feeds into it. But what I always see is a year or two or three down
you
the
start,
line,
they start
doing the same shit.
You start seeing that
because
shit.
Now, all of a sudden, we're getting investment in, we're getting sponsors, and the numbers need to reflect what our market value, what
also,
we see it.
They're going to make money.
Exactly.
Right?
And this is the money. We're in the age, what did Dave Chappelle call it? The age of spin. That guy.
Oh, shout out to
guy,
the king.
God damn
Dave Chappelle, man.
But, gents, I would like us to pivot into what is considered my favorite part of the podcast. I think it's going to be more so broadened for future, and maybe this will be the pilot episode where we attempt this. But the favorite part of the episode is a musical project of the episode. But what I'm, or yeah, musical project of the week.
Yeah.
And what I've started to notice is we have been, because it's obviously four different projects, four different minds talking about music. This segment has become a segment where we talk about music in general and not just the project. So kick it off with the project, and like how it used to happen, we just talk about the project and then we'd end the podcast. But I feel like from now on, we're going to definitely drift into other musical topics, because we tend not to speak about music in the podcast, in the majority of the podcast. So I'm gonna kick you off with you, Keegan. What is your music project of the week? I hope you have one, my nigga.
Hey, boy. I've been kicking it very old school this week.
Oh,
well? Been in my bag. I won't lie. R&B shits.
Oh,
yeah? I'm colored. So, like,
have you one thing.
You heard it here first.
You guys know us. We love our R&B. You know, I'm shy.
I had to interject. Then don't listen to anything past 2008. It's past 2008. We're pushing it if we're saying 2010.
So yeah, I've been listening to a guy called Kim. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Kim.
Yes. K-E-M.
Oh, I think I've heard. Yeah. I think someone put me on it. I think. Yeah.
He's got a project. I think it's called The Album.
She.
He.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's a bald man.
Yeah,
it's called The Album 2. Beautiful.
Interesting life story.
I haven't dug deep into his lifestyle, is it?
Yeah, he was homeless once for quite some time.
Oh.
Yeah, and he fell into music.
Was he like one of those performers on the street type?
Yes, oh my god. Fuck, bro. I was just looking at his name on Spotify, and some chick put me on the song "I Can't Stop Loving You."
That is part of that album. I can't stop loving you.
Go in.
I promise you, that shit has got me in my bag. Thinking of the exes, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, beautiful vocalist. Hey man, the melody, awesome. So yeah, people, give it a listen. Definitely one for the, you know, bathtub, bubble baths, nyana. So yeah.
Are we? Definitely gonna give the full project a listen. I just remember listening to that song. I think it was in a story. No man, how? Because I came across the song, but I had to ask the person, what song is this? So it wasn't like a story, because if it's on a story, I would have heard this. Yeah, you know, it would say that. Yeah. Can't remember what the context of me asking what song this was, but I remember just being like, you put me on.
Honestly, he's incredible.
But I never, you know, sometimes you get dragged into the full discography and sometimes it's just a song. Mm-hmm, that was that situation. But Kim, and the album is, it's off that album. Do you know the album's name?
I think it's The Album 2.
That's how you know?
I think it's called That. Is it Trilogy? No.
It's called Kim Album 2.
Yeah, Kim Album 2. That's the one, people.
Kim Album 2.
Go listen to that thing. You know, let it get in your bag a little bit, man. It's okay. Share some emotion.
It was released 2005. And we're going to give that definitely a listen. Mims. Yes.
It's good.
Wait.
2005.
Say less.
My musical project of the week is Fela Kuti, Zombies.
Fela Kuti, Zombies.
Afrobeat, Pioneer, Naija Boy.
From the 71.
he's an OG, like a proper OG. An Afrobeat. Just in like music in general, he's a classically trained musician from Nigeria. He's also a bit political. He's like, you know, the niggas from back then. Music, political.
Yeah. Boom, Marvin Gaye. How long ago?
He died, passed away, 1992 or 1997, but in the 90s.
Yeah.
He was born in 1938.
Marvin Gaye's them niggas.
His like, he comes from a family of like well-educated people. Like in his family, a lot of people are doctors, lawyers, politicians, and then he's like, I want to do music.
Yeah.
I ain't competing with y'all.
I got my own race.
And he did his thing, and he was like a big figure. He was also a Zuma type gent with my 27 wives.
Oh yeah.
Even his kids today rule music. There's Kute, there's CM Kute, there's Kemi Kute, musicians, fucking it up in there.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, bro. That all we all understand it. I think some people don't understand as much that it is an African thing. Having more than one wife doesn't necessarily mean what's the word? I'm trying to think of the word. Neglectment of those wives. Like, if you can't handle loving all your wives, then maybe you shouldn't have more than one wife. But it's not to say that a man or woman who has more than one partner, that's how I see it, is incapable of loving, respecting, and treating them correctly. So it's an African thing. It's not even just an African thing. It's a world. There's a lot of cultures across the world.
He's big time on that.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that he has many wives, that don't tell me shit about the man.
I'm just making sure that the listeners.
And with that said, shout out to all my future wives. You know, you three.
But yeah, what you said the album was, the album name was Zombies by Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti, yeah.
Fela Kuti. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, dope.
And if you know him, Z, you know he's for the Naija boys. Always.
Oh, you like our boy. For the Niger boys.
No. Ain't like that.
What's up with your boy, though?
I don't know that boy. Nigerian people, I enjoy them. My cousin's married to a Nigerian.
Yeah.
That's why I just enjoy the culture, everything in between.
Yeah. What do you think? That's going to be our version of, like, yo or no, or word pause. Like, hey, yo, you for the boys. Yo, what's up with your boy, dog? Hey, yo, get your boy.
You know that's your boy.
That's Keegan's boy, though.
That's your boy.
Stalizi, we had musical projects of the week.
Yeah, man. I took it back. I've been bumping John Mayer. Continue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Huh? John Mayer, what?
Continue.
Continuing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2006. Yeah, that's what I've been on. Like, you know, me and Indy.
You always have the most surprising
musical.
And that's what I like also about you, Stalizi, is the depth, bro. Like, I won't lie. Yeah, Stalizi puts me onto some random shit.
Yeah.
And it bumps. Yeah. Some of this Western shit that he put me on.
Yeah, I listened to that. God. I didn't listen to the whole album, but I was listening one of the days to work. I was listening to that. What's his name?
Chris Stapleton.
The country's
weird.
Yeah. I love that cold song, bro. Yo, that song was fucking beautiful, though. Real talk. Yeah, but I don't know. I've never heard much of John. I don't think I've ever heard a John Mayer song.
Now that you're a bit older, you get the music a lot more.
No, I'm not saying even that, like, you're right. My music taste and, like, what I tend to enjoy and what I'm able to listen to, because a lot of the time, like, it's all, you know, music's about framing, bro. So it's like sometimes, like, especially in the wild years, bro, it would take a bit for me to listen to some fucking country talk.
Like I said, the wild years.
Yeah, they were like, that's the thing, bro. It's such a crazy, it's going to play such a large part of my life. But I was actually, if we consider it, like, if we're talking about drug use, it was 3 years max. No, wait, not 3 years. That
it's
might
like
be
2.5.
No, more than that. It was what, 20? Okay, let's not say the exact start date. But it was what, 20? Okay, not. No, I keep doing this.
It was about two, three years.
Yeah, it actually was. Yeah, but
it felt longer.
Jeez, bro, it felt like an eternity. Oh my god, bro.
We lived like maybe four nights in one night.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
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 Some of it's a bit harder than others.
Yeah, I love how oil, I'm mention, just saying, bro.
I won't mention any things.
Yeah, we ain't gonna.
I was there with you, Bobo.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun, bro.
I'm not leaving you alone, dog.
Yeah, thanks, dog. Because standard niggas are like, yo, Bobs, dog. You were wild. Like, yeah.
Oh, Ace, man.
This guy.
I was alone.
Actually, why are you a victim, Bobo?
Huh? I'm not a victim. I'm just saying, bro.
I didn't mention you. I was thinking about the homeboys. You just slid your name in the chat.
I'm telling you the truth, nigga. That's what happens, dog. You ain't gotta say my name for me to feel attacked, bro. You attacked me every day. But yeah, so you, one more time, the album, John Mayer, Continue.
John Mayer, Continue, from 2006. It's lovely.
I'm like, you know what, just to see if I can understand the hype, I'm going to try to listen to that, give it a listen. Chris Stapleton, I understand the hype completely. I actually didn't see the hype.
Yeah.
But I saw the hype after listening, because now the algorithms are now pushing, like, and then you start comments and shit like that. You just see, I like his what's his name? Aesthetic as well.
It looks cool, genuine, guy, bro. Like, cool guy. This guy's just out here, just singing with his hand, bro.
His wife, that was also a really cool thing,
bro. Nothing glamorous, nothing shiny. Just, I'm gonna hit you with this music.
Clean.
Yeah. So I took it back as well, bro. And I was actually taken back. So I might have to expose some of my activities. current day activities. So I've been on Hinge of late. Hinge, Tinder, these things. But Hinge definitely better. Trying to get back out there. And
shout out to the single ladies, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
send them a DM.
If you're gonna DM properly, be like, this is a podcast. Like, if you're gonna DM me, the podcast, Instagram.
Yeah, no.
Talk about the podcast. No,
Come on, guys. Can you guys put some respect on my boy?
Nah. Okay? Let's talk about the podcast if you DM me. Like, let's keep it professional.
I'm saying if you do, shout out to say Inge, I'm looking for Bowen, yeah.
No, don't. Talk to us about the podcast. But yeah, so being on Hinge. And like, you get these prompts. So how, I don't know, you guys ever use Hinge? Keegan, you were saying yesterday you haven't.
Yo, I won't even lie, the first time I heard about Hinge was yesterday.
Yeah.
You told me. You know, so yeah, explain, bro. Maybe people don't know what Hinge is.
You also don't know about Hinge. Stalizi?
You know, I'm out here,
boy. You're out here, my nigga. So Hinge is based. Yeah. So I'll go into my profile and I'll break it down from there. But it's basically how they profess the app is that it's designed to be deleted. So you know how when you find your person, you shouldn't be on dating app. So the app is designed for it to be deleted, which means it's designed for you to help you find your person, right? Now, I'm not saying that it's successful in doing this, because obviously it's just starting. But I will say that it's got a slightly different approach a very different approach to Tinder from my short experience with it. And what I mean by that is it gives you prompts. So I've opened up my page to the first profile that's on my page. So this is how the profiles look. So it shows you the person, like obviously the person will post pictures.
Yeah.
Then it gives you prompts. So the prompts will be something like, you choose. So the prompt will be, all I ask is that you. So this is from my perspective, this was my profile. I'm saying, all I ask is that you, and then I'm filling in the blank. So you're looking at my profile and seeing me answering questions more so than like me writing a bio.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, so
her response is what attracts someone to your profile.
Exactly. Obviously the picture is there, and then it's also got age, career, education, straight, it's got what are those things called? Pronouns, height, location, race, all of those things. Do you want children? Do you not want children? Do you smoke? Do you do drugs? Do you do both? Do you smoke cigarettes?
Do you smoke weed?
Alice, bro. You can choose not to profess. But you can be, like, personally, obviously, me is like, hey, I don't do that shit. Like, they don't come near me with that shit.
Oh, okay. So they don't match you with that drag.
Yeah, but so take this. This person, straight away, I'm a press X, because it says, all I ask is that you, that's the prompt that she chose. You choose your prompts. It's not like random. You choose your prompts. So she chose this. All I ask is that you, Insta, and then her Instagram handle, X. What the fuck is it? Want to know about you? You tell me. The fuck, bruh?
It makes no
get
sense.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Trying to get more followers.
Bruh, I ain't your follower. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, come on.
I'm a disciple.
Get out of here. Who are you, Jesus?
I'm no sheep.
Follow the podcast page.
I think you must hit one.
I almost got a 10 rand there in the job, bro. Like, hey, present. But anyway, so
wait, how long have you been on the app for?
Probably a week or two.
And success.
I mean,
prompts.
Yeah. There's a few matches, you know, some conversations. That's where. So my prompts are, my major prompt that I get a lot of hits on. Is it has an option where you can provide a voice note, right?
Okay.
So
Jesus,
am I gonna play this voice note for
you?
Let's see if I can. I might know. Yeah, I can, I think. So the prompt is, the way to win me over is, that's the prompt. So let's see if it works, yeah. Why isn't it working?
Way to win me over in no specific order except for the last one. But be really funny. Put me on a really good book, series, or movie. And lastly, but definitely most importantly, if you can put me on a really good album that...
I'm gonna cut it there because... Just if you can put me on a really good album, yeah. Yeah. To be continued.
Wow. So, okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's different, I guess.
So somebody matched. So what happens is how you match is you either like the prompt or the answer to the prompt, just like it. And those are like the whack ones because you're just liking what I've said. You're not really giving me your thought. It's kind of like a Tinder swipe right. But now the ball's in my court. I've got to do something. Whereas, I mean, I've already given you some information, so why don't you give me something in return? And I've even given you a task, bro. It's a very easy thing to do. Book, movie, series. Or book, movie, /series, or album. Well, anything like that. Let's kick it off like that. These are things that I'm really interested in. You can provide me with something. And maybe if you provide me with the shit book, X. Is what it is, you know? So X is like swipe left on the shit.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So this chick... responded to that and said the album that I chose for my musical project of the week. It is an album that I've heard before, but I was like, you know what? I've listened to this album. I liked the album, but even back then, I thought back then that there was just something missing from it. I don't know. It didn't hit me. It hit. It was a dope album. But listen to it again that night where like this chick hit me with the prompt and I was like, or the response. And I was like, let me listen to this album again. And I listened and I was like, holy shit, bro. This album is fucking incredible. Like, it's so much better than I remember. And the artist who was the front man for this band was so much better than I remember him being. Based on his latest albums, I couldn't understand it. So the album is Surf by Donnie Trumpet, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment.
Yeah.
And the front man on the album was Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh, what a throwback, bro.
That was a hot album, actually.
Bruh, I couldn't understand I hadn't heard it for maybe close to 5 years, something like that.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. Like, since it came out, at that time, I heard it.
Bro,
I listened to that album again, bro.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Like, it took me down a chance. What's his name? Rabbit Hole. I listened to that, then I listened to 10 Days. Bro. Then I listened to Acid Rap, and I was like, oh my. And then it hit me. This nigga released the big day, or what? And I was like, that bullshit album. just to take this whole thing full circle. Me and this chick are now talking about music or whatever, we're talking about Chance, and I'm like, God damn it, bro. How did Chance go from Surf to the Big Day? She's like, what are you talking about? The Big Day slaps. X. X. Get out of here, dog. We're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do. You had me until you were like the big day slap. Nah. Wow. I'm joking. I just haven't responded, but I'm gonna respond. I thought to myself, can I not handle a chick with like strong opinions that dispute that go against mine? Because immediately I was like, nah, this bitch don't know it.
Yes. That's 10 rand, boy.
Fuck. Yeah, you got me. I got myself. This woman doesn't know what she's talking about. That's what I get. That's literally. I see that this is gonna be a good idea, bro. It's gonna teach us, bro. Do I have 10 rand on me?
Comes great, man.
God damn it.
I'm gonna have to put a deposit.
But yeah, surf, bro. You guys have any other music news that maybe you wanna? I heard Pusha T is coming out with an album.
Yeah, he left. Oh, he left good music, actually.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
No, you're lying. What?
He got released as of yesterday or something.
As an artist or as a
whole thing.
Everything.
Because what? He was the president.
As a record label and
yeah.
What? Fuck yeah, the record label. But how does that bar going in?
Fuck that bar.
The record label and the
crew. Yes. If you down.
Wait.
Down the bad boy. Fuck you too. Too.
Chino XL.
Fuck you too.
Holy hell. Nah. Is that one of the best? Okay, it's definitely one of the best diss tracks ever. But is it the best?
Yo, that thing was fire.
See, just that exit, boy.
That was fire.
That was genius.
Makes it the best.
Makes it the best.
I don't know, bro.
What, isn't it? Fuck your.
That's why I fuck you. Yeah, that word. I'm shook. I never thought I'd get caught, bro.
I wouldn't say it's the best, but it was a groovy one. Composure.
So what is the best then?
I don't know. I was saying Composure, aka with Casper. Composure was just a groovy song, bro. If you ask me, you do what you gotta do,
bro.
You do what you gotta do,
bro. If you wanna hit me with an X, go ahead,
bro. Same on me now.
I said it with chess, bro.
Oh yeah, that's your opinion, Keegan.
You know what, like,
your favorite is hit him up.
To be honest, to be honest, I think the most interesting, like, let me say, diss track I say was that J. Cole 1985.
Yeah.
I think that for me was the coolest diss track I've heard.
Nah, that
because it was so, like, I don't know. For me, it just slapped. Like, he dissed you, but he taught you.
Yeah.
He likes to say
that he didn't diss him, but he's continuously dissed him in other songs, bro. Like in that other track, what does he say? Do you know how long it takes to be popping this long? dedication,
see,
this? Yeah.
See, here's what I don't expect on like those type of diss songs, bro.
What about?
Just say it with chest, boy.
If you're gonna diss me, diss me.
Yeah, say it with chest, bro.
J. Cole could. You know, like,
he did.
Right. He
was not acting like it wasn't a diss song. It was a diss song. He was touched. He released a diss song. Yeah, there's a lesson in it, but it was a diss song.
No, but I'm saying, in terms of going hard, J. Cole's capable of going hard.
He did, bro. He went hard in a tactical way. He went hard, bro.
Okay,
anything else, if he had come out and been like, yo, fuck this little kid and whatever, that would have been whack. What he did was the hardest thing you could have done in his position.
That's why I say that.
Yeah.
That was clever diss track for me. That's why I think like that diss track specifically stands out.
Stalizzi?
It's not. See, when I think of diss songs, boy, I'm thinking Ether. I'm thinking.
No, I know you.
You know, every time I listen to Ether, like, it's iconic for what it was, but I still don't like. It's like a schoolyard diss song, bro. Like, it's just like, it sounds kind of childish, bro, to me, bro. Like, big lip motherfucker. It's like, yo, aye, dog. Aye. What are we doing here, dog?
Drink at lunch yesterday.
Ugly ass kids. Like, what? What are we doing here, dog?
Like, but that's the thing. When I'm thinking diss songs, I'm starting to think all the disrespect, boy.
Yeah. That's why Hit 'Em Up is high up for me.
Because who for you? Hit 'Em Up, then Ether for me.
Hit him up then Ether.
Yeah, but I want all of it, dog.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, maybe it's still because it's very fresh, What Pusha did on Daily, or what was that thing? The story of Adidon. I think that's the greatest diss song. I think, personally, I think it's, you've never heard the story of Adidon.
No.
The diss song to Drake.
No.
No way,
yeah,
we're listening to this after this podcast. Oh my god.
I haven't, yeah.
See, that's insane.
Yeah,
I don't look at it as like a diss. It's like, yo, this nigga killed this man, dog.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The goal of a diss, like.
Have you heard Daily?
Duppy, what was Duppy Freestyle by Drake?
Yeah.
Where he's dissing Kanye and Pusha. Yeah. So you never heard Pusha's response? Oh my god. You guys have not.
Pusha T, yo. To be honest, I haven't listened to Pusha T.
I'll give you an album. You can actually. A nice start would be the 7-track album that he did. What's it called?
With the A though.
Yeah, what's it called?
I can see the fucking
cover. It's like, what's the name? Bathroom.
Yeah.
What's it called, man? But anyway, Keegan, you were gonna about to ask something while we think about this.
When did it come out?
Came out two, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was wilding. Those albums when he was like went on a run producing like 7 song albums from like.
He produced.
When he was in that studio and they kept showing him in the studio all the time.
What was it called? Where did that play? Wyoming City.
Yes.
Daytona.
Daytona. No, whatever. Yeah. I listened to some of Daytona's tracks.
Then that's Pusha. That's Pusha. Yeah. Like, no, what's his name? These are the games we play. And what, if you know, you know.
Wait, was the diss track on there?
No, the last track on that album, what was it called? Infrared Beam or something.
Infrared Beam, something like that.
But that was like a sly, maybe like a slightly subliminal, but it was a shot directly at Drake. So Drake replied to that. With Daily or Duppy Freestyle, and then Pusha replied with all the disrespect, every single I don't even want to tell the story too much because you haven't heard it, but all I'm gonna say is that he shook Drake's whole life up. Drake dissed Kanye, and his diss, like Daily, Duppy Freestyle is technically like dope as like a song and like rapping, like it's dope, and he's got disrespect, he's like he's hitting him, you know, he's got shots, like these are like shots, like he's got a line where he says I would never have a virgin in my circle, and what, I would never have a virgin, something along the lines of I'd never have a virgin in my circle and not allow him to shine. So basically, Kanye, why are you trying to hold niggas? Yeah, away? Yeah.
Keep niggas hush.
Yeah, and the last line he says in the track, one of the last lines, he says something like, "I'll let it ring off like Virginia Williams," and that's Pusha T's wife's name, or fiance at the time,
wife or fiance. Yeah. Wife now, fiance at the time,
and when he said that. Pusha used that, but I think he was going to do it. And he said it himself on the Joe button.
It was like, I've been waiting for this.
You know, there's like kind of unwritten, maybe not even, there's no rules in diss tracks, but it's kind of like that unwritten rule that we're sparring, we're dissing, disrespect, but keep families out. Let's keep families out. Let's keep it dirty but clean. It's me and you. But if you're going to say my fiance's name in your diss track, then I'm bringing all the disrespect.
Okay.
And that's what he did. I mean, I don't know if it's everybody, that's what he did, and he won, by far. You know how Drake responded? He released a statement. When you respond to a diss track with a statement.
And you bring out your kid, but...
Why, dog? It's whack, dog. This guy stays doing this shit. Anyway, this nigga hasn't heard the song. We'll play you the song in a second. But anyway, guys, this has been incredible.
Yeah.
Guys, do you have anything? Any last words for the podcast listeners?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Stay woke out there, yo. Shit. We just made it past January. So, no stress no more.
Yeah, relax though, relax.
Yeah,
go enjoy yourself, you know, if you've enjoyed yourself this past weekend, you're going to be hearing this Thursday, Wednesday, sometime there. If you enjoyed yourself, cool, but, you know, relax now.
Stay safe though.
Mims, any last words for these niggas?
It's a cold world, so when you get out the shower, dry your back. twice.
Is that what he only says? Same thing. Oh, what did he say the last time?
Be good or be good at it.
Last time was just don't forget to put a little water.
Toothbrush. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Stalizzi,
Hey man, take it easy, roll up easy.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do drugs, that's all good. If you don't, you know.